is going on, gents? It's RPM here, fresh out of the YouTube gulag and reporting from Mobile Command. Before I get started with the main topic, it was suggested that I look into locals.com. I'd always heard about it from Better Bachelor. So at the behest of an individual, I went ahead and took a look over there. And I decided to go ahead and create my account. So you can see I am over on Locals and I will create a small community over there. So if you're supporting me over here and you like my content and the way I talk about it, then go ahead and follow me over on Locals. Also, here is my MGTOW.TV page. Once again, if you like what I do and how I do it, I'm going to be posting primarily over there, since it is crystal clear to me that the First Amendment does not apply over here on YouTube. Now, with that being said, I'm going to get into the main topic, the situation over in Afghanistan. Boy, you see, gentlemen, what's happening over there right now is exactly what I always say. And what is that? My own catchphrase. When the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it, as perfectly summed up by that woman who gave that quick interview and what she said. They will kill us. Women will lose their rights. You see, gentlemen, as Coach Greg Adams says, and I'm going to slightly modify it for this particular scenario, the Ak barbarians, not only did they hit the gates, they completely stormed the gates. See, everybody wants to talk about what happened at the Capitol. Oh, there was an insurrection. They stormed the Capitol. No. Mm-mm. See, what you see over in Afghanistan, see, that's what true storming the gates look like. How many installations did the Ak barbarians come in and completely overrun? Yeah, I'm seeing imagery of them with our gear. Yeah, they're using M4s with hollow sights. Oh, yeah. See, that's what a true storming of the gates looks like. And they've made it crystal clear. Anyone who helped our enemies, we are coming to see you. So you can best believe there's going to be a lot of hockey masks that get put on. Yes, sir. Now, mind you, people over here, they want to be completely oblivious as to what's happening. Oh, America's fine. America's fine. Okay. Okay. Especially out here in California. Whoo! This is brain dead central for the country. A lot of these people, yeah, this shows you how truly idiotic most people truly are. We're worried about completely the wrong thing. You think the people over there in Afghanistan are worried about mask mandates and getting the poke? No. See, they have way bigger problems to deal with. To the point that you have people literally clinging onto an airplane to escape the country. Now, of course, that didn't end well for those individuals. But it showed you just how much fear was generated. See, that's true fear. Not all this psychological warfare that's going on right now. See, that is true in your face fear and dread. But like I said, people over here have been so completely, you know, desensitized and put into such a bubble, they don't have to worry about things like that for right now. Because trust and believe, it will happen over here. Now, for those of you who follow me for a long time, ever since I came up with my catchphrase, at first, I was thinking about what happens if just the power grid went out. However, over time, that phrase morphed. It evolved. What happens when not only the power grid goes out, but as we see over in Afghanistan, political power goes out. The power of protection goes out. So yeah, my catchphrase can be applied to any situation, be it the electrical grid, be it the police, be it the military, be it political. If any one of those scenarios happens and it breaks down, guess what? People are going to be left on their own. And then, hey, the barbarians will storm whatever gates you are behind. And there will be social hockey mask time, as you see over in Afghanistan. Well, I pretty much said everything I want to say about this. Gentlemen, keep your head on the swivel, because things, I'm telling you, they're about to get a whole lot worse. And too many people are sheepishly going along with it, trying to go along to get along. And trust and believe. When the barbarian crashes the gates over here, there will not be any talking. Oh well, it is what it is. And in my heart of hearts, I cannot say that when it happens, the people that it happened to, they deserve what they got, because they did not prepare and they kept relying on Big Daddy government. Now, speaking of Big Daddy government, the feminists are awfully quiet about what's going on over in Afghanistan. See, if it was truly about all women and all girls, they would have raised a stink about this. But of course, nah. Feminism is only a first world problem. But we shall see in the future. We shall see. Oh well, let me know what you guys think. Go ahead and follow me on MGTOW.TV and Locals. Like I said, whenever I create the community over there, I'll let you guys know exactly what the name is and where to find me. And remember, ladies, particularly ladies of the West, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. And if you don't believe us, just ask the women over in Afghanistan how they're faring. Because believe you me, the simps over there, they're being taken out of the equation. What more do I need to say? That's all I gotta say on this one. RPM, I am out.